This is another live radio link up brought to you by the Government Communications GCIS. GCIS. GCIS.
It is another evening on Wednesday, the 13th of July, 2022. Welcome to the special broadcast. It is brought to you by Government Communication and Information System, as well as the Department of Social Development. The Department of Social Development is making sure that the social services in South Africa are championed at every given level. And tonight is one of those topics where we will be looking at probation services. In fact, we'll be looking at the conflict with the law by children who find themselves on the wrong side of the law. I would like to put it as on the wrong side of the law because children, we would like to look at them as people who don't make much of their own decisions. So saying criminal to me, it's a bit uncomfortable. However, to make it very clear, we are talking about children who have committed crime and they need support from government, from different sectors of the society, and they also need me and you as the parents of the kids, as bomalume, as bontate, as abomkulu, and all different levels of relating to these kids. So the department of social development forms generally an integral and essential part of the criminal justice system, and specifically child justice system in South Africa. As you know, the correctional services on its own, the police on their own, do not sometimes have the means to be able to be supportive. That's when the Department of Social Development contributes towards the national government's commitment to ensure that all people are safe and feel free and safe through a comprehensive approach, you know, that addresses the key social and environmental risk factors. As I've already spoken, we are joined by our guests tonight. Our guest, Renali, the chief director, who is not yet in the studio, Mercy Zamakhangwe, she'll be joining us. She's responsible for families and social crime prevention. And then Renalin Tatem Tetom Kongi. And I got it right this time around. I was so afraid that my tongue might just bail me up on air, but I got it, Tatem Tet. Welcome and good evening to us, and you can greet the listeners.
Thanks, sir. Good morning to listeners at home. And thank you for inviting us as a department to your show.
It is a good morning for the whole day, I must say. Thank you so very much. And he's responsible as a manager for social work policy. And we're going to hear a lot in terms of the policy that actually guides our government actually to assist. And he's not going alone. Let me welcome Ausditebogo Manana. Ausditebogo is also doing management of the policy. And it means we're going to hear quite a lot of clarity on policy tonight that actually might assist you as a parent Yangwana Olinko Stoat School. You know, some people still call it Stoat School, but Ositeboho, I'm sure she will definitely tell us what we should be calling it instead of Stoat School, because not everybody who went there is Stoat. Welcome, Ositeboho, and please greet our listeners.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, listeners. We are looking forward to a very effective and empowering session. And thank you for having us.
Thank you so very much. And Osiza just joined us. As I said, she's the chief director. Osiza Mahangwe, she's the chief director responsible for families and social crime prevention. And while you're catching your breath, Mesiza, just greet our listeners and then we'll let you catch your breath while I'm posing questions on other guests.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Siza Mahangwe from Social Development, responsible for this portfolio as well. Thank you.
Mr. Mteto, let me just start with you in terms of what the policy says around the support of our young offenders, people who did crime and are under the age of 18, in my understanding. Is that what we are talking about?
Yes, Musutu. We will be talking about that for the next coming minutes. Remember, we have a legislation in South Africa, which is referred to as the Child Justice Act.
Yes.
If you may liken it to your Criminal Procedure Act, which is a legislation that is used in South Africa for any person who has committed a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
But now, this Child Justice Act is specifically meant for the young offenders, that is your children that have committed criminal offenses. Mm-hmm. That is the legislation that guides us as a department in terms of the services to children in conflict with the law.
All right. We'll talk more about the policy because for now, Mesiza Mahangwe, we're trying to attach and align the department's role into something that many people might just think of it like it's a police matter. It's a correctional services matter. But how does the department play its role as a stakeholder in the support of young offenders in the country? Can you just put us through that abstract?
The issue of youth or children in conflict with the law, It is an intersectoral matter, meaning that not only one department can really deal with it effectively. It is expected that for us to have better outcomes, we need each other as a justice criminal system, the JCPS, where all the key players contribute in improving the lives of a one person or a child. You say, where do we come in? Just to give you an illustration, when children or youth in conflict with the law are arrested, the police, the first thing that they do, they call us. As social development, I want to put it at a level of community. I don't want to be, high level to a point where we lose our listeners, because we are not talking to professionals. We have our forums where we talk about that. We are here to address the community. Yes. So I will try to be as at a level of a community as possible so that the community can engage and be educated about our work and be able to ask pertinent questions. So I want to say, then once the police has arrested a child who has allegedly committed a crime, we then receive a notification, sort of they let us know in simple terms to say, hey, so-and-so has been arrested for this type of a crime. Can you assess, in terms of the law, just the Child Justice Act that my colleague, Mr. Mtonku, was alluding to?
Yes.
Then we are then expected that within 48 hours, we must discharge a social worker they are called probation officers because they are specialized in crime in these matters. So the social worker then, who is a probation officer, will go out and do an assessment. And when we do an assessment, we look at all the circumstances to say what has made this child to be where he is. You know, there are other circumstances. Maybe there's a family breakdown issues. Maybe there's this neglect. Maybe there's this and this and this and this. We do everything. We look at the whole situation around what is it that has led the child to be where he is? Because this person is still a child at the end of the day.
Yes.
Yes. So we do that. Then once we are done, that report that we also look at the parents, if they're involved, where are they, what is their role and responsibilities as far as this matter is concerned. Once we have done all of that, we then compile a report, we then send it to court. Then the court is going to sit, justice now, is going to sit and consider it as they are going to look at this matter to say, can we be harsh or not? What are the compelling circumstances and so on? They will consider the home circumstances and many other things that they need to. Then based on their assessment, they will then reach a conclusion to say, we are either diverting this child, instead of sending the child to a prison or to our CYCC,
yes,
we are diverting a child to maybe let's say it's a conflict matter. This child has assaulted somebody. He's got anger issues. Instead of sending that child to a CYCC or a prison for that thing, you'd rather send a child to a program, force a child to attend a program, an anger program. And then that anger program, it's compulsory. It's not like she'll just go when he wants to. If he doesn't, he gets away with it. No, it's a court order. It's an order that you must attend. If it says 6 weeks, you must attend 6 weeks anger management course. And then after that, we still reassess again and confirm to the court that indeed he has complied with the conditions of his court hearing. And this is the results that we're seeing. And then a child is released if he has to be released. Basically, we play a very critical role in the security cluster system because of our role as social developers.
And then your role is very clear, is to provide support to the victim as well as the system to balance basically the outcome that will be more correctional rather than punitive.
Exactly.
in that thing. But now, Ozditeboho, as Mercy is talking here, I'm just thinking the overwhelming cases that you might be dealing with all over. I'm just thinking, starting from two boys who stabbed each other at school to the last week's East London issue. And I can just think, when I know Babam Teto, you have a huge task. Now, how does the policy help to make sure that everything that Osiza is actually talking about is manifested in terms of practicality, reality? Because it's good on paper. We know how to speak English. We know how to sit in offices. But somebody's listening to us and say, DSD. They'll come here. I mean, Osiza, you've had people in our last few shows saying, you are coming here to come and just promote your name. But beyond just us sitting here, just speak in a manner that considers that probably today there might be 15 cases that you and I might not be knowing of a school child who might have done something, bullying and all those things, because those are crimes that are done by people who are younger. And please talk to it and the overwhelming part of it to make it happen, because already I commend what you're doing.
Definitely, it is an overwhelming task that is at hand, and we have to make sure that we do it in a qualitative way rather than quantity, not looking at numbers, but actually we make an impact. But to answer your question, I want us to start by not looking at what you just articulated to the cases.
Yes.
That as DSD, as much as we hear in cases, but that's not where we start. We start even before these kids, they commit offenses. We have put in place prevention and early intervention programs. And those programs, they are mainly to assist young people and children so that they can begin to actualize, to be able to do things, to be empowered with information. Like they should know that when I'm a human being, this is life and these are the things that I might encounter. And we do that in different approaches. And we also focus on different levels. Maybe when I can talk to levels, we also focus on three levels, which is the primary prevention.
Yes.
Primary prevention is where somebody doesn't know, is so blank, the person doesn't even know, the child doesn't know that when I can go to school, I can be bullied.
Mm.
A child doesn't even know that when I befriend people such as these, maybe they are gangsters. A child that doesn't know that when I talk to a stranger that gives him money, I might be involved in a trial that is involved in human trafficking or selling of drugs.
Mm.
So we bring that information to those children and we make them aware that there is such things when you are out there.
Mm.
And in secondary prevention, we look at the contributing factors that are there, more especially the areas that are being identified as hotspots, to make them aware that you are at risk to these particular things that have been identified. These are hotspots. In this area, there is a selling of drugs. You must be aware of it.
Mm.
In this area, there is maybe technology that is used to maybe steal kids. The one thing that struck me, that as you said, that is also overwhelming, when we were told that when all stars are hanged on electricity, there's a meaning for that. So that is information that we go out there and tell our people. And we do that through awareness campaign with communities, with children at school, with children in institutions of higher learning, so that they can be aware when they're out there. We also focus on the issue of dialogue, whereby we want to know how more do they know about these issues that are there, that they might be issues that can contribute to them being perpetrators or victims of crime.
Mm.
So it is so overwhelming because that's where we start. And then if we miss them when we give them that information, that is what Ms. Mahangwe has just alluded to, that when now they are in the system, that is where it's not a one-man show. We work with a multidisciplinary approach whereby all government departments are involved. Then it's a chain which is seamless. No department should drop the ball.
Mm.
Once the child is arrested, SAPS must be in and be available. So what DSD has done has come up with a system whereby when a child is arrested, immediately SAPS, they send a notification that a child is arrested. And when DSD find that notification, quickly they allocate a probation officer to go and assess that child. And the assessment is not just talking to the child alone. You must talk with the significant others so that you get the background and come up to the evaluation of the information that you get about the child and the community that the child is living in and the other people that the child is interacting with, so that you can come to the recommendation. The recommendation that we usually give in court, one is the diversion. Diversion is when we are saying to the court, can you please, due to the circumstances and the information that we've got from this child and this family and this community about this child and the situation that he found himself or herself in, we are asking that you take the case out of court. Then we refer that child to the programs depending on the needs of the child.
Mm.
Or we can say, this is a child that is in need of care. That is when then we'll do the opening of the children's court inquiry, whereby the child is going to be placed in a children's home. And then we start the process of looking for the significant others. If a child that is just roaming around the streets, a child that is working and living on the street.
Yes.
Or we can say, if the child doesn't want to take accountability, then we'll say to the court, you can continue with the case. But then that doesn't stop there. The court can still refer the case and say, can you please write a pre-sentence report before we sentence this particular child? What is it that you can recommend to us about this particular child? So it's an overwhelming exercise, definitely, because we have to work with the holistic approach whereby we make sure that each and every angle is touched, and we don't do a touch and base service. We do it with our all and the knowledge that we have.
And our numbers keep on rising every day as we see our kids succumbing to drinking, succumbing to all these different kind of substances, and you still have to deal with that on top of that. I really commend the job that you do. But Mteto, but now, taking it as a follow-up from Ostitebogo, you know, this component has parents. It's got stakeholders, it's got caregivers, it's got teachers, it's got adults in it. And maybe if you can just take us through a picture of bringing in adults, because I can hear Ostitebogo has painted it quite very, very clearly in terms of the procedures that are done to help the kids. But now, in this process, there's also adults, which I believe the system as well is in consideration of. Once this kid has done something, this somebody needs to be checked. Uguti, how did they get to influence the level of this crime that has been committed? Please take us through the part of the system that actually assist adults to be able to go through this, because some of them, they get even traumatized where the kid has been a delinquent for as long as they know, and they've given up on that poor kid. Mm. If you may, sir.
Thank you, sir. I think we need to also to indicate that, you know, as a department, we don't just do our interventions in a haphazard way. We call it a developmental approach.
Uh-huh.
They've committed offences. They are then reported to the department. That psychosocial report that Mema Huang was talking about,
mm-hmm.
it's a professional report by a social worker, a qualified social worker.
Mm.
Because out of that, you must develop what is referred to as an individual development plan for that particular child.
Mm.
He's here, he has committed an offence, he's coming from a family. Is coming from your community. How are you going to assist that child who's coming from that family, from that community, so that he can be a law-abiding citizen at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
So that is the approach that we use as a department. We call it a developmental approach. And definitely, we don't leave out families,
mm-hmm.
Because these children are born from families.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, even if they get sentenced to prison or to our sexual care centers, they must go back to their families. So we do work with the families where we assist them so that if, for an example, the factors that have led to the child to commit a crime is as a result of a dysfunctionality in the family, we don't just deal with the child because it's going to go back to that dysfunctional family. You start with the family. We've got directorate in the department, families, that deals with families. They've got interventions, they've got programs to deal with families. For example, if they are having challenges in terms of discipline, we assist parents. We don't just deal with the child outside the family. Because if you don't deal with that family, now you are having a child who's going to be coming back and forth into the system because he's going back to the family that is not there to provide guidance and support. So that's what we do as a department, looking at the developmental approach. And it might not necessarily be the family, mm-hmm. because some of these children are school going, and in terms of South African law, is that these children must go back to school. We even include the schools where they are coming from,
yes.
so that we can see how we can assist them, that they also continue with their education and so forth. And over and above that, we've got another cadre of professionals in the department. They are called assistant probation officers.
Yes.
The assistant probation officers, if you may, you may liken them with your correctional services officials that are dealing with your parole, community corrections.
Mm.
Because what these APOs do, there's an intervention that we have which is called home-based supervision, that when they go back home,
mm-hmm.
we don't just, after they have completed their sentence or we are dealing with their intervention at home, we don't provide, because these assistant probation officers provide that role to ensure that they are there in the life space of the child. They assist where they can, assisting with everything that they can do with the child.
Mm-hmm. 0800-142-446, 0800-142-446, and the WhatsApp number is 065-935-5488, 065-935-5488. That's where you can join our conversation. as mutsadi or an adult, a parent who probably has a problem with, or maybe you are a parent to somebody who's been sentenced or who's been taken through these programs. Tell us about your experiences. Tell us about something that you might find that maybe could change the way we look at things as adults and as young offenders and all those. So we are with the Department of Social Development, and just like Ntate Mteto Mkonki has already alluded, the title ya Mesiza Makhangwe just said it straight as it is. She is the chief director. She's responsible for families and social crime. So there is that office that Ntate Mkonki was talking about. And in the studio tonight, I am with Mesiza Makhangwe, Kinali Ntate Mteto Mkonki, as well as Medi Tebogo Manana, who are taking us through this topic about young offenders, Tebana Baba Nyani, who has made something very bad against the South African law. I remember one story where a six-year-old took the dad's gun and went to school with it. And it was such a very big story. I'm wondering, what would you do with a six-year-old? And how do you understand how to actually solve what I would say is a crime that was not intentional, but it's something that has been influenced by probably role modeling? Before that, I'm very sorry about that, but keep that in mind. Let's invite the three callers that we have before we get into that one. Starting with Lebu Bralebs.
That is so good.
Ke pirile mranaka, nga botsa wena.
Ke pirile ke tshwenye ke feta o just to how moon ke na ntlha ke ke di ka go ka very short and straight.
Please do say.
Ke ni ya go fela go ona ke taxi.
Okay.
Ya pili ke ya di tiki. Ke tlo fumana go go kana le tsona ke leng. Ao khanna go mo mona wa bona bana ba putswa ka mo ba sa sa tinka ke nga re tsi ba jwa ga
yeah
ke a di le mo mana ngore ide ba se ba tinga ba ka tlela e ba bana ba ba di mbona ba le strateng ba nna go tsantsa runa go na ni sa tsa ntho tsena di tsile mono se leng kwa tiro po go no sna ngwana a nna mangwe a mo putswa a sa sa tinga a strateng ya bo be di ide ibe ya maphara rena le maphara mo tshe ba ba di tswa maphara all over South Africa u ba fumana ba tala ka tlhung ba nke dijo ba yo rekisa dijo anke grocery a yo rekisa anke di dijo tse pitseng a tsamaya a yo di rekisa ka tsona a khona u fumana di tshitifatsi tena ke o ka bona ke ba tshitsa di tsatsi na mahunga jalo jalo yo ate kia ka mo ke tsinga ke ditshungu utlepi di maina bana bana ba banyane ke bona ba tlepi ditsongo ngwa go se ba South Africa le program le ka mo re bona ka teng ha hona tsongo e nna bana ba banyane ba di tshankane ba kwa le tsing o se go bana then lastly stone ke di social work ai nna ke ke tsana ke ke la tula di le ke ke tshwere jwa le ke tsaya ke tsana tshwere e ba go ka bona o tshwala mo na o tsho ka dia district municipality le mo hukari municipality ke o tsela mo tsona le community radio station aba se le tsaba ba ba tsana aba se le ha hona le mix nka re ba yetsa uri ba tsama ba di kolong ba yo ruta ba ka ba tle di radio ba ke ba re na di program tse tsena le tsena tsena in order to fight ntweni ka ala nya bana bana ba nyane ba ka tla ba tla ka digital ba ka tla ba se ke ba ka tla ba ba di ka tsa ntweni ka ofele se ne tsala ka tsena ba jo fa ka ba jo ntse ke se le se tlile ja ja re tla ka tlile mo re ka ba luka ma strate ka ba ka la bona
ba morena
ka se la tlile yana ana le dimo tse tlase so mo 7 6 7 ke o ka o go bana no sa tlile ntse
go lebuile morana ka go lebuile hantla holo. Thank you so very much. Hare just hold on to what Morena Lebu is actually talking, and we got two more. Patko
wa phela ndade
ke nawo ke a phela morena nga botsa lona
ha nami ndi a phile laphi alvani.
Welcome tata man.
Ngiyabulela kakhulu ngiyabulela kakhulu kwindwendwe zakho tata Stone ngibabulise nabo ngokwesihlalo zabo. Umbuzo wami wokuqala, ngivile phayana kwinto ayithethileyo phayana ke i-guest yakho ukuba banazo ii-program ezikhoyo, the likes of i-anger management, after benze ezo programs ezo, and then ndifuna uyazi uba do they do i-follow up ukwenzela ukuba if lo mntana usibele that 6 weeks eyenzile this thing of i-anger management, bayakwazi ukuthi balandele after that period, ngoba usonoyenza la what you call it elaxesha lifikelele le 6 weeks, and then after that aphinde aqala ekugaleni, ngaba bayayenza i-follow up each and every time bayawujonga uba upathe use-right since esinenzele the program i-anger management. Number two, ndifuna ukuqonda ukuba ezi program bathi ziyenzeka, ndifuna ukuthi ukoleka like to add more pha kutat label ukuba abasebenzi i-social workers noba ungazibizi i-radio ukuthi izani zifika ngee-programs batshona bevele. So ndifuna uyazi uba zenzeka nini, only ezo program zenzeka nationally provincially, apha locally azikho tu. Only one social worker yayisebenzisana nathi yayingumbasa watshintshwa wahamba wabuyela emthathi. Only that guy yayisebenza nathi apha eTakalani Community Radio till today akhona oyi-one osebenzanga.
That's in Aliwal North, by the way.
Then eyokugqibela endifuna ukuyiveza, ndifuna ukuqonda ukuba nanti le nto bathi bafokuse kubantwana abathi conflict with the law. Ndim lona ndinomntana ona 14, hence ndina lo mntana one-14 years. Lo mntana lona wophula umthetho, ngiyahamba mna ndingutatakhe okanye nomamakhe sihamba siyovula protection order phayani e-police station nakamagistrate ivule the protection order. After ivule i-protection order ufumane ukuthi ngoku babakhona baba-involve whatever senze sethathwayo for abantwana abancinci. So ndifuna uqonda uba savula i-protection order bayanesifaya i-court ukuba uphatho nobani nomama kaxolile okanye kaxolani, and then bavule i-protection order, and then social development and some of the entities ezinisebenza nabo yiba-involve singayibeka njani le nto okanye singayilungisa njani le nto lena i-protection order kaxolile nezinye zezinto ezo athi wafeyisana nazo. Ndiyabulela kakhulu uStone, ndizamamela kutakalani radio.
Enkosi Buthpatko, thank you so very much Abuti Lebo as well as uButhpatko. The last one from Eshowe, ngase KwaZulu. Sawubona mntu.
Sanibona baba, njani?
Siyaphila, ninjani ku?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Nkosi yami. Ukhuluma noMoses Khumalo waseShowe eMbongolwane. Uyangizwa ngisho?
Ngiyakuzwa mntu, ungaqhubeka.
Lana khona phathe the point oyithintawo la. Into mina bengifuna ukuyibuza lana le ukuthi njengoba uthole ukuthi ama-tag givers ayaphuma for ukuthi asize ama-parents lawa aselahlekelwe amakhaya, nabantu laba-ke futhi nabo abangasalali emakhaya abagcina but sebefola but kuma-drugs nokunye. Into lana efike ibe yingozi kakhulu yinansi mina engifike ngayibona. Khona le nto leyo ukuthi ngisho amaphoyisa uqobo lwawo.
Babukhumalo, ngisacela nje ungicimele iradio kancane nje so that sikhona ukuzwana kahle.
Alright.
Otherwise ngiyakuzwa ukuthi kuyahluleka nje ukuthi usichaze kahle.
Alright. And enye into engifike ngayinothisa ngayibuka nguMoses Khumalo. Uthola ukuthi umzali uyaphuma aye emaphoyiseni ayibike indaba yengane enze yonke into, and then uthola ukuthi ingane nayo qobo lwakhe iyahlebeleka, and it is a very very sad ukuthola ingane ukuthi igcina isinikela kwi-crime. And uma uthi uyathula futhi uyalandela ngapha uma uzobuka esayidini lamaphoyisa uthole ukuthi amanye amaphoyisa ahlangene nabo laba bantu abenza i-crime. Manje loo nto igcina manje isiyenza ukuthi ubugebengu nama-drugs lawa aphenywayo agcine manje engasakwazi ukuthi uhulumeni asebenze ngendlela, ngoba asuke sekukhona ngisho amaphoyisa ase-involve amanye awo kuloo nto leyo. kanti akufanele kube khona amaphoyisa aba involved kulonto. Kufanele amaphoyisa alwisane nento ewrong ngoba umsebenzi wamaphoyisa ukuthi umphakathi uphephe. Uma sekuyiwona amaphoyisa ahlangana nabantu abenza izinto ezi-wrong kanjalo. Okhomba ukuthi ke lapho ke iSouth Africa iphephile. Yingakho phela ubaba ucele ethi no, akube khona inamba esireporta kuzona ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi umphakathi uphephe nezingane ziphephe. Onompilo but nabo bayawenza umsebenzi. Kakhulu kakhulu mina into engingathi ngiyicela kakhulu ukuthi uhulumeni asilekelele naye. Asilekelele ngakho konke inqobelwe inkinga esibambene nayo le. Yilonto msakazi ngiyabonga.
Babukhumalo ngibonge kakhulu nje. I know that my guests are definitely waiting to give you response. Siyabonga kakhulu. Let me take one last caller and then ngizonikeza ithuba to my guest to be able to answer all the questions that have been put. The last one being Siyabonga wasenanda. Sawubona siya?
Yebo njani?
Siyaphila kunjani but?
Ngikhona.
Welcome.
Yebo. Yazi inkinga esinayo kuyothi ya namhlanje esinayo. Kungaba inkinga eyiningi ehlukahlukana ukuthi mhlambe ingane ayiphathekile kahle emakhaya. Kodwa inkinga esinayo enkulu ama-drugs kuhlanganise nabutwala. Sezingangena ke ezinye izinto ezisemaceleni kodwa nje iyingane ukuthi ziphume esandleni kuqala ngama-drugs. Yabo. And into eyinkinga kakhulu ama-drugs adayiswa emiphakathini esihlala kuyona. Ngibona mina bengumuntu mengabe ngipolisi into ebheke eceleni bengingathuli naye. Bengizama ukuthi ngilwisane naye uma kunamaphoyisa engiwajwayele. Ngiwabikele ukuthi endaweni ethile kunento ewukuthi. Endaweni ethile kunento ewukuthi. Kodwa angikaze ngibone nangelilodwa ilanga amaphoyisa ehamba eyobopha. Kodwa kunaloko amaphoyisa zonke indawo eyidayisa ama-drugs siwabona ebhake khona emile kunabantu abagobe emawindini lapho bexoxa lawo ukuthi yini ke suke ixoxwa asazi. Bese kuthi okunye yabona akekho umuntu ongazi ukuthi iwunga injani, umuntu odla iwunga unjani. Kodwa namhlanje khona umuntu ozoqala iwunga yabona omunye uyiqale ubengathandi ubekade engazi kodwa ngoba unabangani mhlambe yena ubengekho aware ukuthi umngani wakhe udliwe mhlambe bayayibhemela intsango umngani afake iwunga lapho athi ayibhemana shaya yabona isiyamngena njalo umuntu lapho leyo nto sekuba into naye asezoyile bese-ke sesengivala enye inkinga esinayo yabona abantu bokufika singa kuziba lokho noma singakukhulumi ngoba kuyaye kuthiwe si-xenophobic ngabe siyikhuluma leyo nto kodwa abantu bokufika bayisilonda kuthina epoint amaphoyisa ama wonke amakhona athi analabantu abadayisa ama-drugs hlezi kunabantu bokufika bezovela emawindini SAPS nama metro police mhlezi ngwabona every day epoint bagcwala khona kodwa abayile ukuyobamba abantu abadayisa ama drugs bayothatha imali yabo. So inkinga esinazo kunzima ukuthi siyinqobe uma kusakhona abantu bokufika abala ngokungemthetho esingabazi ukuthi bangaki yabo. Ugovernment wethu abayimisele ukufika yabo kodwa kuna lokho mengabe sinezikhalo zethu uyaye asikhulume kabi asibeke kabi ukuthi into efisho yini akhoze ukubheka ukuthi size sikhale yini into eyenza ukuthi sikhale ngabe. So kungakuhle ukuthi ugovernment wethu afunde ukulalela abantu ngoba ukuthi masafunde ukusilalela ziningi izinto ezingalunga. Sengivala nje ngiyaxole sukudla isikhathi yabona miningi imithetho esiyasikhale ngayo ikakhulukazi eyokukhulisa iy'ngane sisho ukuthi hhayi loku asikuthandi loku akukho right kodwa ugovernment into esifake asithanda yona yaye ayenze
leyo. Okay,
le esithandayo akayenze. So kungakuhle sibambisane no government wethu uma efuna ukuthi izingane zilunge, uma efuna ukuthi izwe libe right.
All right. Butsia, ngibonga kakhulu for your comment, and thank you so very much for highlighting those. I don't have much to ask. I don't have much to say. Just your response from anywhere, anyhow.
Anyway. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me start with the issue of alcohol and drugs because I see it keeps on coming.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Ngithanda ukubonga bonke ababuze lo mbuzo. Ngiyazi ukuthi kuyinkinga esibhekane nayo. Njengabahlali indaba yama drugs nendaba yotshwala. Iqala le ndaba ngifuna ukuthi ngithi iqala ekhaya. It starts in the family.
Okay.
Before abantwana bangaphuma bahambe bayophuza utshwala basebenzise nama drugs.
Yeah.
Baqala iqala ekhaya ngendlela siba ngendlela siphuza ngakhona phambi kwabantwana. We saying to kids don't drink and drive, don't drink or don't drug, but wena uyaphuza and uyamthuma lo mntwana ahamba yothenga lobutshwala. Uyabheka uyabona ukuthi hayi bathi ngingakwenzi lokho kodwa bona bayakwenza. So therefore what issue kuthini ngamanye amagama, issue ukuthi as long as you are a parent ukuyaphela ngawe kube ngabanye abantu. There must be a point where you cease to do what you want to do as a parent. You sacrifice because you said you want to be a parent. So meaning that ezinye izinto there must be a no-go area. I must say, even if I drink, I must not drink in front of my kids.
Yes.
Those are some of the norms yes. that you must bring to your family. So that my klasela lenda ba yokuphuza, you can be able, you are morally in a good standing to say, I challenge you, you cannot take
it. Yes,
but
yes.
How do I do that when I am drinking a lot? So those are some of the things, Guti. Our parents, they basaphila ngesikhathi sakudala, so Guti, children are not heard. You just see them. You don't hear them. Awukhulumi nabo, awuba involved. Inkinga iqala lapho. Okwesibili, umphakathi. Ushilo uButsi yabonga ukuthi lezi zinto lezi zenzakala emphakathini. Sizibhekile sikhona. Labantu abashushumeza ngama drugs abasemphakathini.
Yes.
Labantu lezi zinto ama taverns esikhala ngawo. This mushroom of taverns. Every street in a tavern, not makungasi 2 or 3.
Yes.
The ama taverns mawayenzakala umphakathi uthini? Are we participating kulezi zinto zokuthi no, we are against issuing of this license. Yebo, so kuningi okwenzakalayo emphakathini okuthi akusamelanga ukuthi si only simele uhulumeni. Yisikhathi sokuthi nathi eza izakhamuzi zakulezo ndawo kumele ukuthi sithathe i responsibility ukuthi we are going to fight some of these things. Ugovernment uzosimitha halfway but oyithi ekumele ukuthi sidile nayo. Enye into engifuna ukuyiphawula ngendaba yotshwala indaba yokuthi as a country we've got alcohol is too available.
Yes.
And njengoba it's too available, we are not doing anything to reduce it. If you look at ama advert, how ama advert where alcohol before ulala, during prime time, you're exposed to 10 to 20.
Yes.
And these people, they're not just advertising, they're selling a lifestyle. You know? So abantwana abancane kunzima for bona to say no when you keep on sending a message ukuthi to drink is cool. To drug, it's an in thing. We are born. And they want to belong. They've got crisis, the identity crisis. They want to belong somewhere. So when you create that kind of a environment for them and you keep on communicating certain messages, this is what they do. So Tina, sicela umphakathi usilekelele as we are drafting our police, ukuthi mabavumelane nathi sithi ezinye izinto we must ban advertising so that you can protect our children because they cannot protect themselves. We are not saying ingabi khona mayibe khona after hours sebalele sazi ukuthi they are safe. Bakhulume ngokutshontsha. Ukutshontsha abantu abasebenzisa idakamizi, they maintain the habit of drugging by stealing. That's why there's a link between the two.
I learned the hard way very recently, yes, I can tell you that.
Yes. So, therefore, what does it say? It says the issue of alcohol and drugs. It is everyone's business. It's no longer a sideway issue. Egute legmele singasa si bon gutai e abanye abantu ayin concern. The issue yama drugs ne issue chwal. Ayikwe householding ako affected.
Exactly.
If it's not your cousin, it's your child. If it's not your child, it's your partner. So it's affecting everyone. Therefore, it's a calling on us to say, let's go back and review a family. We spoke about the family. What is a family? What used to be a family before has changed totally to what it is today. Are we moving with the time? Is the current family getting enough support? For example, we've got a lot of parents. They are working parents, both men and women. They are working. Abantwana, they are left 5 hours to 6 hours unattended. Abana muntu salale. Ngoba siyasebenza, ngisepicking pen yasebenza, ubaba ukuphi kuphi. By the time we get home, we are tired. We don't even ask them, how was your day?
Yes.
What problems did you experience? Then loyo mntwana wenzani? Bayas replace when we are busy working for them. Because tina for tina, si prioritize indaba yemali nokumitha ama family. Yes, and I'm not blaming parents. Those are some of the things that they must do. But we need to be conscious, Yoguti. In our absence, so many things happen. When we come back, do we give ourselves times to go back and say, let's have a family meeting. Hayi ngoba siyaxabana. Hayi ngoba wenze something wrong, mntwanami. Kune family meeting ekumele sibe nayo ukuthi asihlaleni sixoxeni. Isuku lakho belinjani? Wena baba, wena sisi, mina and so on.
How's life
we are connecting
you,
in that way. We are connecting as a family. And when I'm in trouble as a child, I'm able in that family meeting to say, you know what? This is a problem.
Another thing that gets in there, we know how cell phones are like. They are parenting our own kids to a point where I was talking to one parent this afternoon. We ended up feeling like it looks like we have a hlupa when you speak to them.
Yes.
The way they just look at you with that face of uti, hey, ngisasepizu funani.
Yeah.
You know? And I wish we could be doing something like that.
Sorry, Bab.
I know I'm need just to looking at them. The time
yeah.
as well.
I just want to deal with the issues that I know that it will be easy. The issue of protection order. Somebody raised the issue of a protection order and asked, what are we doing as DSD? I want to say we have a Domestic Violence Act. Ne? A very clear about roles and responsibilities of my department, a protection order. And I know good sometimes it can be confusing for communities because two key departments are involved in the issuing or managing the issue of protection order.
Yes.
And abantu they get confused. Guti, mangia ema poison yofuni protection order. Ama poison chelgut, hey, hamba latina sit as nigani ye protection order. And I will understand it ganjan. Ganti, the first department omele uye guyo. Uyo apply for a protection order, the Department of Justice. Issue a protection order.
Yes,
once
yes.
they've done that, by nigeza isaps yemele issue ihambe ithathe iyoseva loyo muntu loyo olwa naye. When I started a protection order umnigeze umuntu.
And you go wave it
yes,
and even escalate exactly, situations and
yeah.
stuff. Because
so,
that's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah. So we're not allowed. So the law says there are two key departments that must manage this. But I do get it that sometimes our communities are confused. For bona, it's government department. Please give me a protection order. Kanti kuna this thing. Ekumele ukuthi understand ukuthi what are the roles. Where we come in, not that we don't have a role to play. We have a role to play in the sense that sometimes a person can come to me as of a protection order game. Noma ngingeke mina ngingana right oku issue I don't have a mandate to do it but I can educate a person around the matters of what is the conflict what is happening so that I can assess and assist while I am also taking a person to the right door where a protection order will be issued.
All right.
Let me pause there because Sibani.
Thank you so much, Sibaning, indeed. And then we only left with about 5 to 8 minutes.
Yo.
If we can just use it quite very strategically.
That is Stone. I just want to say, in emphasizing what we're saying, is that
yes,
the age category of children is tetang abo up. Unfortunately, they learn through modeling. They do what they see being done out there. That is why families become very important. Mama Khangwe spoke about, you cannot tell your child not to drink, not to smoke, not to use drugs, when you as a parent are doing that at home.
Shateni Wagubo, there was a lot of ujwala.
Yes. over and above that, the same communities that they are coming from, they see the same people who are owning taverns, who are drug dealers, living lifestyles that are beyond the means.
Sure.
And that becomes what they would aspire to be at the end of the day.
Yes.
I want also to talk about the issue of protection orders. And I think that question was also related to children.
Mm.
Protection order is not a means to an end. We cannot leave families by having protection orders amongst each other. At the end of the day, we have to build healthy relations amongst family members.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we also come in as a social development, that we build families.
Mm-hmm.
Because we cannot live having protection order amongst each other's family members. At the end of the day, we intervene.
Living against each other.
Yes, we're living against each other. There was another question on aftercare. We don't, after the court has finished the court matter, we close the case. We work with these children up until we are of the view that they have changed for the better. We don't just leave them immediately after the interventions and social development. We continue. We spoke about APOs earlier, assistant probation officers.
Yes.
Who provide that part of service. And over and above that, by the way, courts can even extend our intervention and social development to say, yes, we have completed the program.
Okay.
Continue providing services to this particular child. And the court can actually make that for a period of 5 years, as long as these children are below the age of 21. So we sometimes get forced by courts to do that, the social development.
All right.
Lastly, in
30 seconds.
I wanted to
I'm going to have to manage the time now.
Yeah, the issue of social workers out there, I need to, say to the public out there, in this program, it's unfortunate that we don't work as DSD. In each and every police station in the country, there is a probation officer that is a social worker attached. There is a probation officer that is attached in every police station in the country.
All right.
There is no child that must appear in court without the report,
without the intervention
of a social worker.
Thank you so very much. And Tatem Konkri actually doing a response to a few of those questions. We still left with two comments, but I'm going to just let you in there. It's almost 2 minutes before seven, and we need to be finishing off at 7:05. So, Eric Hofe, Sibaka Sem, just to touch on a few things, just in 2 minutes, unfortunately.
Okay. Because we are pressed with time, I will just let the community out there to know that as social development, we do have interventions and services for children that are living and working on the street.
Yes.
It's those kids that you see that are on the street asking for money, they beg for money, they are parking and so forth and so
selling
on.
Selling as well.
Yes, so you know, we do have programs for that.
Mm.
If you are a community member, we have a saying that it takes a village to raise a kid.
Mm.
So if you happen to see those kids, it is also your responsibility to make DSD aware that there is such kids that I often see many a times when I pass a particular area. Can you please assist?
Mm.
So it will be of great assistance to the department to go and assist those kids. So we also have shelters if those kids, they don't have their families, they don't know where they come from, because there are kids that are here in Joburg, but they come from Durban.
Mm.
So there are shelters that we can put them safe and try to trace their parents or their relatives when they come, where they come from, and take them back to their families.
Mm.
So there are services. If there is such that is happening, they should actually touch base with the DSD officers for assistance.
Mm.
And I want to also touch on the issue that the subs or other social workers that are not working. So that is something that is also being seen by the community. I think Ms. Mahangwe mentioned that we need now to bring the community participation to a higher level. When there is such that is happening before you and you can see it, please be free to go to the Department of Social Development or the SAPS to report that matter so that it can be addressed. Because if you keep quiet, seeing SAPS standing in places where drugs are being sold and we are just looking at them and being a spectator, that won't help. It will continue and we'll have a country that is a drug a country that is full of drugs or they are selling drugs.
Drug consumption.
Yes.
Drug consumers.
Yes,
they don't even manufacture these things. They just eat them. I'm not sure why.
So
none
let's
of
report.
Them are even scientists for that matter. So they don't even know what they're eating. You know, you know, it was gonna be better if we knew that we have raised scientists that are actually eating things against what they learned.
Mm.
But we having self-made scientists who don't even know the periodic table.
Yeah.
So they don't even know how many chemicals are on a periodic table.
Yeah.
But let me leave it there. It's not mine. KG, voice note, please.
Oh, okay. Evening, Mareti. Leko stationing. Ke Kagiso Abuang from Joburg. And then neke kopa go botsa like to be involved in more those programs it has social development like re inquire go kae and then leka kore like way forward if o le interested more the programming tsa go thusa ka social developing. Thank you.
Young man wants to help. KG, thank you so very much for that. And let's take our last caller from Siyabuswa. Uba Mahlangu.
Yebo baba.
Kunjani baba Mahlangu?
Ah, Mahlangu khona lena njani lapho nevakashini.
Mina ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi unesineke singaka nje just to wait for us to talk and talk and you wait for us. Thank you so much.
Yebo baba.
You are welcome Putwama. Please the guests are here.
Yeah. Man, si thokoza amahlelo wenu the way nisilethela wona ngakho siwalalela la kuma community radios wethu but the problem ukuthi asibi nendawo lana noma sibona abanye bama officials we government benza izinto ezirong ukuphi la singaba reporter khona.
Plus Dr. Muroka yona angazi ukuthi ngithini ke but I'm sure you can say a lot uhlala khona wena baba.
Manje sifuna ukwazi ukuthi masibona ama government officials because sometimes isikhala ngokuthi abantu abethu bathenga utshwala, abantu abethu basesikolweni during the week abanamali.
Yes.
Kodwa kunama officials abathengela amatshwala. And bayenza ngabo ama branch wabo ukuthi ba sustain ama branches wabo ukuthi bathole more political support. So singa reporter kuphi this matter because siyahlupha sibazali. Uthola ubaba omdala athengele umntwana utshwala. And mina ngimzali.
Eish.
Mangithi ngiyakhuluma bangitshela ukuthi no i branch yakwa ANC. We even want ukuthi sikhulume neLuthule House about this matter. Angeze ithulele because eish iyasilimaza manje sifuna ukwazi ithekeli zakho ukuthi bangasipha iphi number ukuthi si report some of our officials we government.
Yes. Very, very important, Babu Mahlangu. I'm glad you raised that because, in fact, it was that was raised by both Patco and Malek. Is that all that you wanted to say, Babu Mahlangu, before I release you?
Yes, it says funa le ukuthi singaba reporter kuphi la ma government officials.
All right, thank you. You finished it on a very high note because I wanted to also, let's take this thing very serious. Upatco is saying, it's something I always say, Gastuanore. Many people think government is in Pretoria. Once you get out of Gauteng, it's like Mehamponi, you know. And I feel pity for you as people who work at the head office because now it says you might be saying all the great things from here, but somebody's sitting somewhere there, go Aliwal North. Somebody's sitting out there, go Siyabuswa right now. And it's real people who call in saying real things about the attitude of a person who's employed by this particular department and is actually not earning their money. Big challenge. Let's talk to that and then finish our program.
Maybe before my chief comes in with the part of reporting, I want just to respond to the program inquiry that was asked. The first question is twofold. If you want to be to attend the programs, you can go to the Office of Social Development because earlier I touched on the issue of prevention and early intervention.
Any office in any district?
Any district. Mm-hmm. We have provincial offices, we have district, but the implementers are at the district office.
Okay.
So you can go to the offices of the social workers and indicate, because there are programs for prevention and early intervention when you are not already in the criminal justice system, you are not already arrested, you can go there. But if you want to be part of the service providers that are providing programs to help children and youth that are committing crime, are victims of crime, you need to open an NPO. You need to go to the office of the district offices that are referred to, so that they can give you details. There are times where they are calling for business proposals, and there's a time where they accredit those programs, whether they are the right programs to be provided to the children that are at risk and in conflict with the law. So you need to go to the district office so that you can get that information.
Thank you so very much, Ausditeboho Manana. And then before Chief gets in, I think maybe as your response as well as your last comments towards this, because it seems like while you are doing such a great job, you know, individuals are just working against you, and they work for your department, even if they're working against you. So you got a challenge.
I think we cannot run away from the fact that you won't find all the potatoes in the bag being in good condition.
I like that.
But it doesn't mean it ends there.
Mm.
Because there are processes in government that where government officials are not doing what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Specifically when you're working with communities, you report. There are service point offices, there are managers there, there are regional offices. And I think communities need to be persistent. If they are not being heard, they need to go to the next office up until someone hears them. Unfortunately, with this profession, there's also a counsel that if the person is found to have contravened any of what that person is supposed to do, the punitive measure is that the person can even be removed from practicing as a social worker. So it doesn't end there from DSD. There's a counsel also in the same time.
Most definitely. Just a follow-up question before I let the chief get in there. And then what happens to the criminal records of these kids? Because as you said, the court can give you an extension of working with them and all that stuff. But now we know under normal that if you did crime, I mean, your criminal record stays for a number of time and stuff. And what happens to them?
Unfortunately, Dr. Stone, the issue of criminal records, once you are convicted in South Africa, there is a process that needs to be followed, that you can only expunge your criminal record after a certain period. It depends on the type of offense that you have committed.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that part of a criminal records expungement is still the responsibility of the Department of Justice. They must apply at the for your clearance certificate at SAPS, and then submit that to Justice for the Department of Justice to expunge. The only part that we come in as DSD, you remember we spoke about diversion programs
earlier. Yes.
There's an element which is called expungement of diversion orders. That is what we as social development do. And communities out there, they are confusing the two. We don't deal with criminal records. That's still the responsibility of Justice. Social development all deals with the diversion records expungement.
That's right. Thank you, Babu Mthethwa Mkhonkci. And lastly, the chief, you got only 2 minutes to round up everything.
Okay.
And based on the questions and based on what you would like to actually put out there to the communities.
I don't want to waste further time, but just to thank the listeners for giving us an opportunity to come here and share with them the work that we do with an intention of disseminating information and empowering them in the process. Because this is not just a conversation, but we're empowering them so that they can stand up when they are faced with those situations. They at least know that there is help out there. They can get out and get in touch with us. So what I want to say to listeners is that we are going to be with them for the next coming 3 weeks on the same matters.
Yes.
And we are going to unpack these issues further. This was just the beginning, just to give an overview of what is it that we are doing as a unit. But I think moving forward, we will be unpacking every week. There will be a particular issue that you are tackling. Deal with it up to exactly what is happening on the ground. Where are the offices? Because from what we are picking up is that people need to know exactly where to go. Okay, they can hear us at this level, but exactly where. So We'll also be sharing that kind of information so that at least by the end of the month, we've really, or maybe after 3 weeks or so, we've really done justice to this topic and we have covered a lot of ground.
Definitely.
So in terms of the numbers, at least for now, we are saying they can call our customer care number. It's 012-312-7727. And then for the reception number at DSD National, it's also 012-312-7500. And then there's this number that is 24/7, and it's a toll-free number.
Yes.
That one, it's a, although it's a GBV number, but they do disseminate any other type of information. When you call, it's not like when you're not calling about the gender-based violence issues, you'll be turned away. They'll still be able to hear you and divert you to where you're supposed to.
Yes.
The number is 0800-428-428.
That's 0800-428-428.
So they can get in touch with those you know, numbers, call, and then they'll be assisted.
And if you happen to have data and you don't have airtime, because you know how these things work, eh? You can have data and you'll never be able to call anybody unless they are on WhatsApp. Otherwise, just do a please call on *120*7867. *120*7867 and then that command center number 0800-428-428. Baholo, let me just ngibongeka kakhulu and thank you so very much for sharing with us. And you know, I always say, if wars have been won through roundtable negotiations, such talk can finish what is less than war, because war kills people.
Yeah.
And crime kills people. Drugs kill people. So all the cadres, all the MKs, and all the people who are in the armies and stuff, they know that it is better to negotiate than to take up arms. So here we are. We started taking up arms with the communities helping us. And by the end of the 3 weeks, we should have made a good negotiation that make people understand where South Africa. Most of our future is in prison as we speak. Let's see what we can do about it. From me, Mosotho Stone, thank you so very much to Bralebza. Thank you so very much to Patco, to Babu Siyabonga, Babu Mahlangu, and all those who tried to get in. And next week, Wednesday, you still have a chance to get in and share a conversation with us. We are not talking things that are a pie in the sky. We are talking your reality right in your street and right in your house. Good night. Thank you.